Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Zilzal. Now, there are a couple of narratives which are generally narrated in this regard. The first of them is recorded in Al-Wasit, which is a tafsir of Al-Wahidi, and its words are, this is of course reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad, and the words are, Man kara Surah iza zulzila arba'a marrat kana kaman kara al-Qur'ana kullahu. So it says that a person who reads Surah Zilzal four times, it is as if he has read the whole Quran. So this is what this narrative says. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, it is extremely weak, and Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded it to be concocted and fabricated. And this is because of the fact that there are two very weak narrators in this narrative. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim al-Razi in his book. And as far as the other narrative is concerned, his name is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, and Hafiz Mizzi in his Tahzib al-Kamal has recorded the following information about him, that Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay, and at another place Yahya ibn Ma'in's opinion is za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayr al-thiqa, he's unreliable. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim also regard him to be za'if. Imam Bukhari says that tarakuhu, that people have abandoned him, the authorities have abandoned him and forsaken him. Imam Nisai says that he's matruk. And at another place his words are laysa bi-thiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughwi says za'if al-hadith jiddan, that he's extremely weak in hadith. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's matruk. And at another place his words are kaza, that he's a liar. So it is on this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar has concluded that this narrative is concocted and fabricated. Now, as far as the other narrative is concerned, it is recorded by Imam Tirmidhi in his Sunan. And this narrative is by Anas ibn Malik. And the words are, Anas ibn Malik reports on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words are, Man kara iza zulzilat, udidat lahu bi nisfil Qur'an. The person who recites Surah Zilzal, it is as if he will receive the reward of half the Quran. This is equal to half the Quran. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, it contains a person by the name of Al-Hasan bin Muslim bin Saleh, and he is very weak, and Uqayli has said that he is majhul, and his narratives are ghayru mahfuz, they are absolutely unreliable. So on the basis of this, we cannot regard this to be a correct ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, there's another narrative which is also recorded by Imam Tirmidhi in his Sunan, and this narrative is by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports from the Prophet, and the words are iza zulzilat ta'dilu nisfal Quran, and Surah Zilzal is equivalent to half the Quran. Now, this narrative also is extremely unreliable because of the presence of Yaman ibn al-Mughira. And as far as Yaman ibn al-Mughira is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following information about him, that Yahya ibn Ma'in says, Laysa hadithuhu bi shay, and Abu Zura says, Za'iful hadith. Similarly, Abu Hatim also says that he is Za'iful hadith, and he adds that he is Munkarul hadith. And Imam Bukhari also regards him to be Munkarul hadith. Imam Nasai says that he is Za'if, and at another place his words are Laysa bi siqa. So all in all these three narratives are extremely unreliable, and they cannot be given any attention to. As far as reaping the blessings of Surah Zilzal are concerned, they are best obtained by reading the surah with a good translation, by understanding its message, and by, of course, acting upon it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ